This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? And by the way, it's open phone time. That's right. Open phone time. So what's on your mind? Anything on your mind, call right now. 258-0550. 701-258-0550. What do you suppose Aaron Tippett tells folks when they ask where he's from?
Dear grace.
He was born by God's dear grace. Where would that be?
In an extraordinary place.
Extraordinarily placed. This doesn't sound like a word salad to me.
Stars and stripes.
Right?
An eagle fly.
That'd be the USA, baby. How about that? Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, yeah, it flies.
Right, yeah.
Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work.
I mistakenly thought Drew Wrigley was joining us today, but it's actually next week. So, my bad. I'd said that he was on the program today, and he's not. Which means we have some time to talk to you, our fine listeners, on what's on your mind. Wouldn't that be nice?
There you go.
Yeah. Be really nice. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden not doing so good. Bad day. He's got more mega bad polling. We have a new GDP number where, he's been saying, we are doing great.
I didn't realize he's had good days. When have those been?
It's a good point.
You say that Doug, like, yeah, okay, today's different now.
Yeah, good point. But, the recovery tale he's been trying to tell about how things, his economy's just roaring, it's humming, in one of his little word salads off the prompter. Well, that took a little hit today, too, because the GDP declined 1.4%. The other way. So, here we go, folks. Here we go. Anyway, I choose to get up every day and see the glasses half full. I'm starting to sound like the Homeland Security Secretary. That's kind of a corny little phrase. what I mean is, every cloud has an edge. And that's just how I choose to live my life, believing that every cloud has an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's two ways. You can get up and say, Biden stinks. Look what's happening to our energy industry. Look what they're trying to do to agriculture. I mean, right down the list, right? Just, poor me. This is terrible. This is awful. This is horrible. Or I can say, you know what? We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's not a word salad. That is beyond obvious. Isn't it, guys?
You'd think.
Now, we do take it for granted sometimes, I think. But I just have such faith in people to ultimately figure things out, that I believe, brick by brick, Joe Biden is being revealed to be an absolute 100% incompetent dodo brain. That's the most eloquent phrase I could come up with.
It's not Joe Biden. It's not Joe Biden.
Well, he is a nincompoop.
Joe Biden is Bernie. The
weekend at Bernie's?
Seriously.
Being propped up? Yeah.
You cannot say Joe Biden is doing this and that and this and that. Joe Biden is barely walking on the stage.
That's a fair point. I think
Joe Biden is barely, he's not, I'm sure he's eating soft food. I'm sure he's watching his fiber. I'm sure all the things that 140-year-old people do. But he is, the last thing he's doing is
leading. He was 140.
Well, he's not leading anything. He's not the guy doing any of this.
All right.
He's got a team.
Calm down.
That's the team.
Calm down.
He's only
130
with
the
right.
Biden regime.
Yeah, the team.
We're talking about the Biden regime.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. And that is top down, people are figuring this out. And November is going to be a hard stop unlike anything we've ever seen in a long, long time. Democrats are already starting to throw Biden under the bus. And she's not far behind. People are saying things out loud they wouldn't have said during the campaign, they wouldn't have said in the first year. And let's just look at it this way. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Just my little pump up for the moment. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hopefully it passes before we're all dead and broke, but that, you know. That's
yeah. And hopefully it doesn't pass like a kidney stone.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Todd. Hit a little close to home there. Sorry.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
All right. Ray is on the road. What's on your mind? Open phone time for the whole hour, so bring it. Whatever you got to talk about today, we're gonna be here for you. Ray, on the road.
Okay, yeah.
Go.
Oh, thank you. Hey, listen, I just want to get something. I need to clarify something for. They're saying 20,000 immigrants a day.
Yes, if Title 40 okay. up to 18,000, if no. Title 42 goes away.
Two things. Okay. One sec, Ray. We've already had 2.5 million cross. What they are saying, as Kevin just pointed out, if Title 42 is lifted, which, by the way, Democrats are now starting to go, whoa, hard stop. I think there's like 20-some Democrats that are saying, not so fast, don't want it to lift. And we have, obviously, court action as well. Then there would be an additional 20,000 a day. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. This is why this is blowing my mind, right? 20,000 a day, all right? You're looking at, what's that? 600,000 a month, okay? And then you're looking at, what, that's 10 months? That's like over 6 million people a year. Okay, now listen. They said, I remember reading a lot of things, and I know it was crazy, but they said, I remember like when they were saying the Holocaust was a hoax because they said it was physically impossible for them to do what they did, you know, and 6 million people, and that was over 4 years. Where are they putting all these people? I mean, these have got to be like, okay, in 1 week, that's 100,000 people. These have got to be like, these camps have to be like small cities. Nobody's noticing this. And, okay, let's say they transport them out. Okay, and through the pipeline. Okay, but let's say 50 people a bus. That's 400 buses per day. Going wherever they take them. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. Nobody's noticing this.
Well,
I mean, what are they putting up?
I think they are noticing it, and I think that's why Democrats are going hard stop on Title 42, because what you described in the numbers is real if they're able to lift that. And, you know, they're trying to get as many in as possible, come, stay, and never go home, and they're going to wherever they want to go. They get a plane ticket. I've seen it with my own eyes, right?
But, Scott, when they cross the border, right, okay, let's say they even process them, whatever, and they have a holding thing. That's 100,000 people a week. And let's say there's, like, so many crossing points, like Laredo or Brownsville, Texas, and then you've got New Mexico and Arizona. Those have got to be, like, small encampments of hundreds of thousands of people. And why isn't that ever shown? I mean,
well,
it's crazy. That's 100,000 cots and pillows and...
Right, and again, you're talking about if Title 42 is lifted, but I think you've done a very good job of sort of awakening people to just the magnitude of this and how insane that is. And that's why, you know, legally or whatever means, Title 42 cannot be lifted. Absolutely not. But very good job on your point to say, awaken people. Take this on. Let's go to Antler, North Dakota, one of my favorite places on the map. Pete, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, just letting you know, we got our Look Who Survived the Winter Party tonight up in Antler. We usually have it up the shack. You've been up there, but with the mud conditions, we're having it in town. We're going to honor a deputy sheriff here that's been here 32 years of experience. We've invited all the blade operators, state and county, the linemen. I mean, it's been horrific up here. The linemen, the hours they put in, we want to thank them for all they've done. And as you know, Father Jared Cadillac had his 25th anniversary on Sunday at our church in Botno, and a lot of his former parishes were there, and he's coming up. So it's going to be a fun night. I'm cooking 125 pounds of roast beef, and it's going to be potluck, and it's going to be a blast.
Wow. A question for you. Who has more fun than you folks in Antler do?
Well, we got to get you back up here so you can have some fun with us. But we appreciate everything you've done, the exposure you've given for us. And I mean, it's been a long, tough winter. Thank God for the moisture. It's been a tough go here, but thank God for the moisture. We're going to be positive, and we're moving forward, and it's going to be good, Scott.
Tonight in Antler, the Look Who Survived Winter.
It's Friday night, 6 o'clock at the fire hall.
It's Friday night, o'clock. Okay.
Friday night, and I am taking the road. I got five, all shoot you a picture tomorrow when I get the road done. I got 525 pounders, and it's going to be a hoot.
Of course it will be. I love it. All right, Look Who Survived Winter tomorrow night in beautiful Antler. Where is it at in Antler? I know it'll be tough to find because it's a huge, huge community.
The fire hall, right? The first building as you come in, Scott. So.
All right, sounds great.
Anybody's welcome.
All right, welcome. Anybody that survived winter is welcome anyway, right? Yeah, exactly. All right, Pete.
I
love it, Pete. Thank you. Kevin Fergus Falls, Mark on the road on Highway 83, and others welcome. On the calls behind them at 258-0550, brought to you today by the new Village Co-op. A wonderful opportunity at home ownership in Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes. They got all the spacious kitchens, the balconies, all the goodies, but it's maintenance-free living. Imagine no shoveling, never replace another roof, window, appliance, none of it. Come to one of their monthly seminars and find out more. Call Kerry 997-2900, 997-2900, villagecooperative.com.
MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA. Big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99. Salted nut rolls, 3 for $2. Liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50. And a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Have you checked out the new specials we have now that Mike Lindell was kind enough to say, hey, we want to take care of the good listeners of the What's on Your Mind program. MyPillow.com, Radio Listeners Square. Check this out, folks. We're talking about all kinds of buy one, get one specials. Now, we've been talking about towels and pillows and robes and all the things that were already low priced. Now it's buy one, get one, for crying out loud. You can't beat it. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Again, 800-506-9028. Who's next? Kevin in Fergus Falls. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Scott. Kevin, thanks for taking my call one more time. This is back to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and North Dakota and Shark Tank and everything. Shouldn't be following this. This is New World Order stuff. This is the globalist stuff. I'm sorry, I keep pushing that out there a little bit. It's a very big concern because before you know it, everything will be digital worldwide. There'll be no control of your own money, everything. And one more thing, listen to the Jan Markell podcast from Olive Tree Ministries out of Minneapolis, Jan Markell. But I'm just going, you know, everybody's concerned about the border and this, but there is this globalist movement, and hate to say it, it's part of the Antichrist. Thank you.
Jan Markell, you said, of Olive Tree Ministries.
Jan Markell.
Markell, okay.
Yep, Olive Tree Ministries.
Got it. You know, I don't doubt, you know, that what the Olive Tree Ministries is talking about is real. My thing on that is it's always been here, right? I mean, none of that is, if you read the Bible, you know what the threats are. You know that evil is among us and is here. So I think there are plenty of people who have all kinds of wild designs. The Great Reset is a prime example. It's real. It's absolutely, even the whole 30-30 thing. Look, they want to do this. This is the design.
Look at the carbon footprint that's going to happen with the energy use on what they want to do in North Dakota. You know what? You guys got so much energy, save for the people, not for these big servers.
Well, you're saying you don't like the idea of a server farm being in North Dakota?
I don't like the idea of having a global. No, I don't. There's so much good use for that energy, and there's better use for it instead of, well, if you have the winter storms and all this and stuff, well, who wants the priority? Can't let those servers go down.
Well, when you start talking about that, that's certainly something we need to wrestle with and do a protocol on. And I think the power usage by those are going to be such that they're going to do an off-peak deal or whatever. So you'd have to have some control there. I certainly agree you got to have a priority to keep the lights on in North Dakota no matter what. And we're seeing what happens with storms and all of that. But in my opinion, we have more energy generated here than we could possibly use. And if that can turn into jobs, if that can turn into investment here, I mean, think of every, you know.
That I agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want them to go somewhere else. If we have the energy to give here, I'm fine. You know, legal, lawful commerce, bring it, totally. But I hear you, Kevin, related to the threats. There are always going to be those threats. There's always going to be those that have evil designs. Question is, are we awake? Are we vigilant to it? Are we going to recognize this is the greatest country on the face of the earth? And no, not on our watch. It's not going to happen. That's the key there. Mark's on the road on Highway 83. What is on your mind today, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Say, I'm quite certain some things are going to change. You know, the pendulum's going to swing the other way this November. But, boy, I got to say, every time I hear yourself or some of the other commentators talk about how big of a defeat the Democrats are going to get handed, makes me nervous. Boy, I look for some wood to start pounding on. I hope you're right, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be right. But one of the things that I would like to see is some of these folks that voted for Biden standing in front of a camera and talking about buyer's remorse. They're sorry they did it.
I don't know if Democrats are capable of that. When I say, you know, I'm painting with a broad brush there. But do you think they are? Do you think the vast majority of Democrats, I think the buyer's remorse has already been shown by what's happening in the polls. I mean, Biden
is... A lot of folks didn't vote for him. They voted against Trump. So what's going to happen? And there's the other shoe that's got to fall yet. Is he going to run or isn't he going to run?
Not a chance. No chance. I personally don't think he makes it through this first term. I think that they're going to have to recognize prediction here. The political fallout will be enormous.
Is Trump going to run?
Oh, I think so. I do. I don't think there's any
doubt. Are the folks who voted against him going to vote against him again?
No, because they're going to recognize, hey, maybe things weren't so bad, and I'll put up with a mean tweet every now and then. Be my prediction.
Well, I agree with the ones that are thinking logically. And if we can get the election straightened away so that they're not ran by a crooked bunch, we got a chance. But boy, tell you what, every time you guys say we got her in the bag, makes me nervous.
Oh, we never have it in the bag. Stay vigilant. You're absolutely right there, Mark. Appreciate that. Andy Biggs from Arizona is grilling the Homeland Security Secretary.
What does it say? It says, in this section, operational control means the prevention of all unlawful entries in the U.S., including entries by terrorists, et cetera. You're not preventing entries. You're fomenting interesting entries. You're encouraging it. You're either accepting the Biden administration, and if that's the case, then you should be impeached. If you disagree with the Biden administration's program, you should resign. That's where we are.
Would the gentleman yield? Would the gentleman yield?
Mr. Deutsch.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary,
you know what that means?
Thank you for...
Wouldn't want him to have to answer that.
Thank you. Yep.
Andy Biggs,
testimony.
Way to go. So you can take it off now, because literally, you know what the Democrats are doing with their time?
Mr. Secretary, do we have an election, a problem here where election officials are being threatened?
I saw some yahoo from Georgia go through this whole thing where he talked about all the threats that are out there and the hangings that are being threatened and the bomb blasts are being threatened on election workers. What in the world is that? Where did that come from? And is that, just so I'm clear, no election worker anywhere should be threatened with anything. And when it happens, and they were claiming, oh, this is out on social media, they are starting the narrative. This goes to the point of the caller. You know, they recognize what's coming in November. So they have to build up a straw man, fellas, that says, oh, we're going to have hundreds of January 6th. They're trying to stop a free election, so we better have mail-in voting for 6 months. We better have drop boxes everywhere because election workers are being threatened. How in the world the Homeland Security guy could come up there?
Well, at least there's a plan with enhanced scenarios that they'll be running through.
We should run through what he's planning once again here.
Oh, boy.
Fred and Wing, when we come back, others welcome. Call now, 258-0550, 258-0550. More with What's On Your Mind after this.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer for the Independent Advisor Alliance, said today's shock drop of the GDP is a wake-up call that the economy is not as strong as we all thought, end quote. Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. The fresh-baked muffins, the fresh-baked cookies. How about the hot stuff personal pan pizza? Two of those homemade cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four for four all day, every day. PetroServe USA. And today, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is roast beef hot dish. Roast beef hot dish. Oh, man. That's in Harwood today. Pulled pork. Or French dip sandwiches on tap in Valley City, home cook and grab and go convenience. Country fried steak or scalloped potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, lasagna, 12th and I-29, NP Avenue downtown, Salisbury steak. Oh boy, you ready for this, boys?
Mm-hmm.
We have Matt Gaetz and the Homeland Secretary right now. Let's listen to this.
We want comprehensive immigration reform and a big amnesty thing. Very unlikely that's going to happen. So we have to operate under the laws that exist now. So under the laws that exist now, a judge has told 1.2 million people that they have no right to be here. Do you plan to remove those 1.2 million people?
Congressman, with the resources we have, and I would appreciate the opportunity to answer your question fully, with the resources we have to allocate those resources.
How much money do you need to deport all of them? How much money? How many agents?
To
deport the 1.2 million who a judge has said has no right to be here.
Congressman, there are a number of questions that your question raises with respect to whether all of those individuals actually have been given due process.
These are the people who've had the due process, okay? And here's the point. You have no plan to remove them. You don't know how many ICE agents it would take, and you don't know how much money it would take, because you actually don't want to remove them.
We have a bingo.
That's why you issued the September 30th guidance that says, well, you know, if you haven't committed a crime and you just came to our country illegally, we're not going to remove you. Isn't that your position?
No, it isn't, Congressman. Not at all.
Well, then what is your plan to remove the 1.2 million?
Let me, if I may.
Do you have one?
Yes, we do. If I may, sure. Congressman, as a former prosecutor, let me ask you a question. If one has a finite amount of resources and one has a finite number of hours, and one has a choice of removing 20 shoplifters or three fugitive armed bank robbers, how would you spend your time?
Well, I know how you've spent yours. I know how you've spent yours by decreasing by 48% the number of criminals you arrest, by deporting 63% fewer convicted criminals. You have the lowest deportation rate in the history of the department.
Right? This guy.
Your data that you cite is misleading.
No, it's your data. This is actually what your own agency is reporting. So do you think that it just might be the case that one reason that we will encounter the highest number of illegal immigrations in our nation's history this month and next month Because everybody knows that even if they come here, even if they go through the removal procedures, even if a judge issues a final order, you still think there might be more due process, and you have no plan to remove them. And then when I ask you what the plan is, you say, oh, well, resources, I got to make finite decisions. I go back to my first question. How many ICE agents to remove the 1.2 million?
Congressman, I'd be pleased to provide you with a resourcing data subsequent to this hearing, if I may.
And I think it's telling that you, I think it's telling that you got plans for pronouns and you got plans for misinformation. But when it comes to the plan to remove the people that have had due process, you don't have one at all. Now, 800,000 people have encountered your CBP agents, and those folks have been released into the country. Like, some of those people are going to commit crimes, aren't they?
Congressman, may I have a moment to answer your questions?
Will some of the 800,000 commit crimes, yes or no?
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. And so the Americans who are the victims of the crimes for the people that you release in the country are collateral damage that you are willing to accept in order to have our border function as a turnstile. You're willing to accept that collateral damage.
Congressman, I couldn't disagree with you more. Let me give you, if I can, some data that will actually...
Well, more than the data, how about this? Well, how did it feel to you when you went to the border and the Border Patrol agents turned their back on you?
One Border Patrol agent turned his back on me, and I addressed that as the leader of the Department of Homeland Security. So if I can return to data, because I want to make sure that you have accurate information.
Everyone knows that you have more people coming in than ever, and you're removing fewer people than ever, and it's because you have no plan and because it's on purpose. See, I don't buy the theory that you don't know how to do this. I think you're actually a highly competent dude. But the reality is your plan is to bring these people in and to send the message to the smugglers and the criminals that they will never have to leave. That's why your workforce turns their back on you. And you have tools that you could use to deport these people. You have facial recognition. You have flights going all over the country dropping people off. And I think we ought to use the best tools in the country to find these folks, round them up like they were at the Capitol on January 6th, and deport every last one of them. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Ms. Bass.
Congressman, may I have a moment to answer
the
question?
Don't let him.
He didn't ask the question. Ms. Bass.
Oh, it was Jerry.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And
let's see what the Democrats can ask.
Yeah, okay.
I want to especially
just for a good laugh here.
Your patience for putting up with all of the theatrics. I want to echo what Chairman Nadler has already stated about your efforts to reunify children with their families.
Oh.
The last administration's policy of state-sponsored abuse of children, I believe, will go down as one of the worst moments.
Okay, stop. Think about this. 2.5 million have been in. Do you think that children's being separated? They're finding kids 4, 5, 7 years old have nobody wandering.
These people are ridiculous. It's infuriating.
What's fascinating to me is how out of touch a lot of these Democrats are.
Oh my gosh, unreal,
unbelievable. I mean, the guy before Matt Gaetz was. Florida, and he's talking about, hey, anti-Semitism, it's huge, this hate crime thing, you've got to get a handle on this. It is incredible. And by the way, most of the Democrats are not there. They're mailing it in.
Oh, and by
from
the
some
way,
of their office, I guess because COVID is evidently still something they're hoping to shut down. This is just insane.
More pesky facts on the hate crime too, and the white supremacists, and communities of color, and all a lie, all BS. We're talking about black on black crime because black people kill more black people than
the point is. Look, everybody knows this is something that he should be addressing, and the fact that Democrats aren't even asking him about him,
unbelievable.
Goes back to my point. Look, this is not sustainable, number one, and it is politically disastrous for them. It is, and they're proving it by ignoring it. Wow, did Matt Gaetz do a good job.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They've all been on him like, oh, yeah.
So we'll see who the next one is to address him and see if we can get that in. Fred and Wing, you've been waiting a while. Come on, join us right now, 258-0550 to get in your comments here on a Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. Fred, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys have been working hard. I appreciate all the work you do there, Kevin and Scott and Todd. So you've been telling us, and I agree with you 100%, we got to get involved at the local level. And I see these parents going to these school board meetings, and I hear these things happening, and new people get, that's good, but we got something coming up on June 14th, and that's the June election. And guess what machines we're going to be using when we go into the ballot box in our different precincts all over the state? We're going to be using the same machines that gave us what Mike Lindell's telling us about. He's telling us to get rid of them. He said that on your show the other day, and I think a lot of people agreed with him. But now, North Dakota and Al Yeager has spent $11 million on a new election system, he's saying. Well, we're not going to get to use that on the 14th of June. But you can go to the North Dakota website and look up the election equipment, and here's brand new equipment sitting on there. And it says a DS-450. It's got a bunch of ballots into it, going into it, and it's got a picture of it. We got all this stuff in Bismarck already, but it won't be here till this fall. Got a great big computer screen on top of it. There's a great big computer screen right on top of the new DS-450 election machine. And our state spent $11 million, and we're going to put it all back on computer. And this stuff sounds like it's going out to every precinct. What are we doing? And why are we doing this?
Good questions, by the way. And I was not aware that there was $11 million sunk into a new system. I don't know, Todd, you probably reported that, or Kevin, you'd heard that. I had not heard that we were investing that level. But you know what I'm going to do right now, Fred, is mark down a little note here that says, let's get Al Yeager on. Let's talk about it. Let's find out what it is. And what does he think? South Dakota's, by the way, South Dakota's soon going to have a lawsuit about not using any machines but using high-tech paper. So you can authenticate, you know, is this actually the one and only ballot? So, you know, other states are right now having lawsuits to deal with this differently, so it's a good time to ask those questions. I don't think you need to worry about cheating in North Dakota, as in elections being manipulated to the point where it would alter the outcome. But I'm all for doing this in a better way.
Maybe not in North Dakota, or about the other 49.
Well, there is definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, and we saw that in the presidential.
Scott, on the 14th, we're going to vote. And it's going to be done in the same machines that we all hate, that we all know took Trump away from us, took how many congressmen and good statesmen across the United States away from us, and they've done nothing about it in North Dakota.
Tell you what, Fred, I'm going to get Al Yeager on. I hope you call in and others will as well to answer those questions, because I think they're good questions, and I appreciate it. How do we know we can trust? It's a fair question.
Yeah, Jeff, we've proven we shouldn't trust, though.
Well, yeah,
trust
exactly.
Trust but verify, right?
Ronald Reagan said that once.
There you go.
Todd's channeling Ronald Reagan. God bless him. Jeff and Towner. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning. I couldn't agree with the last guy more and the guy before it about how we're going to have such a landslide in this election. These people, they're smart and they're dangerous. And they cheated before. They know it and we know it. They're going to do it again. And if you don't think they don't have a plan, you're kidding yourself. I'm really concerned about it. So, especially in big places that'll make a difference in big cities. So, they're
wouldn't
un-American. They hate America, and they don't care what they do.
Wouldn't you think, Democrat, Republican, you know, independent, whatever, you'd want to be able to say, look, there's been enough questions raised. Let's be 100% sure. Let's pour ourselves into the greatest country in the face of the earth, having an election system everybody can trust. That isn't too crazy, is it?
No, that's what we all want. I believe 80% of the people want that. But don't you agree with me? You have to agree with me. Look how they cheat. They cheated in every state in the 2020 election.
Well, I think what you're saying has a lot of merit. I completely agree with you. There's way more questions than there are answers. What I want is to be able to trust it going forward and to say never again. Never again. So you're making great points, Jeff. More coming up.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic.
now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
On your mind, powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. It's like Christmas in April because a couple of truckloads of some brand new Buicks, GMCs, Cadillacs just came in. And of course, there's over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models. And of course, most of those come with Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, free, just keep you feeling good. New Buicks and GMCs continue to arrive daily. Get yours. You can shop, click, drive right now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, so sick and tired of hearing they don't have a plan. Wake up. They're implementing their plan every day with open borders. Also, it's not a predicted food shortage. It's a planned food shortage. Another says, we don't have the resources for more border agents to deport illegals.
Exactly.
How many millions have we just doled out to Ukraine?
Oh, let's go down the list of wasteful money.
You're damn right we have the resources to secure our own border, says the listener.
Of course we do.
Texter says, since when has a finite amount of resources ever kept the feds from doing anything? I love our listeners.
Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah. So great.
Spot on.
Jim Jordan, and then we'll take a couple more of your calls here in the final segment of What's on Your Mind. Here's Jim Jordan from the opening today, really laying out some common sense on this.
A record last July that was just broken last month, and next month they're going to make it worse. I want to go back to that statement the secretary made on September 22nd of last year. That statement. There was a second part to the sentence. And this is critical. There was a second part to the statement. He said the border is secure and we are executing our plan. The first part of the sentence was false. We know that. We know the numbers. We know what's happening on the border. Everyone understands it. The second part, we are executing our plan. The second part, he was telling us the truth. And that should frighten us all. We have a Secretary of Homeland Security who is intentionally, deliberately, in premeditated fashion, executing a plan, his words, executing a plan to overwhelm our country with millions and millions of illegal migrants. Executing a plan that causes all kinds of harm to people who make the journey. Executing a plan that results in record levels of fentanyl and other drugs entering our nation. Executing a plan that stresses our border agents, stresses our education and healthcare system, stresses our nation. All done intentionally. So, Mr. Chairman, I hope we're going to have a lot of questions for the secretary, but I hope one of the fundamental questions, maybe the fundamental question that he will answer is, why is he doing it? Why is he doing this to our fellow citizens? Why is he doing this to our country? Why is he deliberately doing this to... He is the Secretary of Homeland Security. Why is he intentionally doing this to our nation? Chairman, we have a video we'd like to show as well.
We don't have time to show the video, but I'm going to post the video because it's really, really good. And it, again, is pointing out facts and data. These Democrats can call us theatrics. This is what our news enterprises ought to be doing. Where are they with these numbers? Fascinating. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing. And the video, by the way, points out just how much collateral damage there is from this. This is inhumane, more than anything. It's awful. Ron in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Congressman Gates did a good job asking questions, but you got to let the guy hang himself with the answers. You can't keep talking over him or you never get anything done. You know, ask him the question, make him answer it, and then say, hey, what do you need to get the funding that you need to deport these 1.2 million people?
Well, he answered that, though. He
did it.
That's exactly what I said. Yep, let him answer. Let him hang himself.
Part of the problem, guys, though, is they only have 5 minutes, right? And you heard the secretary right after the first question about how many. I'm glad you asked that because I hope you'll give me time to answer this because I'm going to give you a word salad. I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
So the problem is, it's
throw some flour in the butter here.
It's a game, and I actually think he did a pretty good job of getting pinned down. He just said, "How many people do you need? How many people do you need?" And he goes through this whole thing about resources and budget and da 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 da. No, you're misleading people when saying we've cut the thing. But
that's why they never answer yes or no.
But you're right, Ron.
That's exactly why.
You're right, Ron. There needs to be a little bit of strategy in this, in how they're going about asking and trying to get the answers.
It really is a kangaroo court. It's kind of like professional wrestling. They go out there and they scream at each other, but nobody's willing to solve the problem on both sides. You know, just fix it. You're in Washington, D.C. Get together. Get a plan, and then if he doesn't implement the plan that Congress puts in place or uses the money that Congress gives him, then get rid of him. But you're going back and forth spending taxpayer money on hearings, and the guy's not going to get impeached, and the guy's not going to resign.
All true. All very true, Ron. It's a frustrating time in which we live, no doubt about it. But I do think there is an awakening that's happening from all this. I do. I don't think whether you're calling from Western North Dakota, Eastern North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, wherever you're listening, nobody of right mind is looking at this saying, yeah, this is good. They've got a plan. Things are fine. They aren't. There's no way they are. they are being exposed. This is insanity. And I take comfort in that, at least. Do you, Ron?
Well, the problem is that the people in D.C. are not of a right mind. Common sense don't work in D.C., and that's the problem. We need to clean it up. There needs to be some term limits.
I don't think term limits is the answer, because then more staff runs the show, which is never good. We see that already. But I do agree with you. Let's shut down Washington, D.C. Let's be done. Let's move the capital to Bismarck. Where's the geographical center? Rugby? We can put it in rugby. We'll put it right smack dab in the middle. There you go. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.